Hello, explorers, innovators, and risk takers. Welcome to another episode of the Web3 with Sam Kamani podcast. And on today's podcast, I am interviewing Ivan Maltsev, who is the co-founder and general partner at 3X Capital. 3X Capital is one of the premier venture capital funds who are currently investing in Web3 startups. Ivan is no stranger to crypto. He has been in this space for the last 6 years or so. And today he shares about his investment thesis on how they choose startups, what sort of return they have got, what are the things that they are bullish about, what are the things coming up in DeFi where the opportunities exist. So this is an episode about opportunities. So today Ivan is here to share about his background and what he thinks where the crypto's future is going. And also, Ivan predicts when the next bull run will be, or what are his reasons for thinking when the next bull run will be. So join us on this insightful conversation with Ivan from 3X Capital. Finally, nothing mentioned in this podcast should be taken as investment advice. Always do your own research. Also, I do not run any ads on this podcast, so it would mean a lot for me if you can please share this with a friend, because it is your support that makes this podcast possible. With that out of the way, let's get into it.
Hi, Ivan. It's great to have you on the show. So looking forward to talking with you and learning everything about what you've built with 3X Capital. So for some of our audience who are not very familiar with your background, can you please share with us a little bit about your background and how you ended up starting 3X Capital?
Sure. Thank you, Sam. Happy to be here. I will tell the story starting from my university. I was an entrepreneur. I did several small startups in Ukraine. I was also working as a lawyer in the court after the university because I have legal education. And after the university, I joined international pharmaceutical companies and worked there as a legal counsel. At the same time, I was developing my startups. One of them was fridges with healthy food that can automatically provide the food to people who are paying by scanning QR codes. So we built a hardware. We launched a lot of fridges. And then COVID came in, I think, 2020, and we were pushed to close the properties because people didn't go to the offices. Then during my path in 2016, I will come back a bit, I started to discover different markets like stocks, crypto, and I thought that I would like to join the market where I will actually own something instead of being a graph in the platform that usually companies who are providing investment opportunities that stocks are showing, and many crypto exchanges as well. So I decided that I would like to invest in crypto, specifically in Bitcoin, Ethereum, XRP. There was no more than 300 cryptocurrencies in 2016. Yeah. So I joined this young market, and I was very happy with my first investment because I was not an active trader. I just bought crypto, was holding it for more than 1 year. And then in 2017, my portfolio has grown. So I decided that I would like to deep dive. I would like to learn. I applied for a PhD degree at the European University and received a scholarship to study. And at the same time, as Benjamin Franklin said, that formal education will make you a living, self-education will make you a fortune. So I started to explore different ways to understand better the market. I was actively researching. I was posting different types of analytics from myself to the community in Facebook and in other socials. And then accidentally in 2018, a portfolio manager from the family office that is based in Taiwan, in Asia, he saw my post about altcoins and the market overview, and he invited me to work together. It was May 2018. And that's how I joined my first role in the crypto space. And I was working in the beginning as an investment analyst for a few months. I was learning a lot from experienced and professional traders. After that, I was promoted to a portfolio manager, where I was responsible for managing a portfolio of our clients. So it was a great journey experience. Even during this tough market conditions. Probably everyone remember the beginning of 2018 when the BTC achieved almost $20,000 per BTC and then went down to 4,000 in the spring 2021. And it was a great journey, and I never stopped learning and exploring the space on my own. And I have actually a great advice. It would be maybe a bit strange, but I would say this. Sometimes we have to listen to our moms because they love us and they want the best for us. And frankly, one moment, one action from my mother has changed my life absolutely when I was already an adult. It was 2020, and my mother sent me a link to apply for the educational program that was financed by US government called UBLPI, Ukrainian Business Leaders Promoting Innovation and Entrepreneurship. And this program was organized by an organization that is called USAID. They're also promoting several programs and helping talents to explore the US investment and startup ecosystems. And that's how I actually met my partners, Dima and Tervas, who were also selected for this program. We had 20 participants, and Dima and Tervas were the first people whom I met in the plane when we were flying from Kyiv to Poland, and then from Poland to the US. We had an incredible journey from Washington DC, where we discovered the regulatory authorities in the US. After that, we went to the Austin, Texas, that is a growing state in terms of the technology, and many giants are moving there from California because of the tax regimes and some other things. And after that, we went to the California, finally to the LA and San Diego, where we were able to enjoy the weather, the ocean, and the beauty of this entrepreneurial spirit. In California. And we became friends in the beginning with Dima and Sarah, who are very talented entrepreneurs, but with absolutely different skills. Briefly explain, my partner Dima, he was aware in the past. He was leading a startup accelerator for 6 years that he built from scratch in the Netherlands and in Ukraine. They were helping startups for building legal and justice startups.
Yeah.
And he was also organizing different innovational hubs like you, the hub that is promoting justice and innovation in the world, uniting hundreds of lawyers from different countries and continents. And my second partner, Taras Iworski, he is a serial entrepreneur. He built his second company from scratch to 150 people, did a successful exit in 2021.
Nice.
And I think this kind of complementary skills that we have differentiate us from the majority of the funds in the space, because we have experience of managing portfolio of the clients in crypto for more than 7 years. We have experience of scaling and helping startups to grow by accelerating them. And we have business operational experience that Taras has during his entrepreneurial journey.
Yes.
And that's how we actually started. I saw this potential and I saw this spirit and opportunity for us. I offered Dima and Taras to start investing in startups together. I was just thinking that together in cooperation, we will make better investment decisions. We will support our startups more effectively, and we will make better decisions in terms of exit. So that's how 3X started. 3X is not about returns. It's more about friendship. It's more about complementary skills that are in the place to support our startups. And right now, 3X is a huge team of 34 people who are supporting startups from different perspectives. For instance, we have 3X Capital, that is a 50 million VC fund that supports entrepreneurs from all over the world in the Web3 space with a clear focus on blockchain infrastructure, like layer one, layer two solutions, and DeFi. In DeFi, we target to invest in portfolio management tools, insurance tools for DeFi, and liquid staking derivatives. We also have 3X Club. It's a group of angel investors from all over the world who can co-invest with us and support our startups together with 3X. So this is very helpful for startups and for people to join the space. We also have 3X Education, and we organize 6 educational programs for founders, specifically in Web3 space. We started it in 2021, and right now we have more than 150 people who participated in our programs. This business is called 3X Education, and it was born to support and grow talents inside of our ecosystem. And the last one, we have 3X testnets. So we have software engineers who are developing different types of software in order to test the technologies before they are launched. And it helps us just to understand the quality of solutions in terms of their technical part. So that's a very brief introduction. Would love to tell more.
Oh, fantastic. That's really good. There are so many venture capital funds in this space. What sets 3X Capital apart? Why should founders apply to 3X Capital?
Sure. So from the beginning, we had an idea to build an ecosystem where we will be able to support the startups. So our main goal is not to provide the investment, but to support them from different angles. Our educational program is designed to help them to do the market research using our templates, to do the fair valuation model of the startup, to help them to improve their data room by providing comprehensive templates of the documents that VCs would like to see in their data room. Also to build a sustainable financial model that is important not only for Web2 startups, but also for Web3. Yeah. And of course, to give them a comprehensive feedback regarding their tokenomics, because this is a new industry. The first initial coins offering was launched in 2015. It was Ethereum. The industry is 8 years old if we will start from the ICOs. So we think that we are in this market for the same period of time, and we have seen a lot of things happening from...
Oh, absolutely. ICO boom from the 2017-18 to the NFT boom, to the metaverse boom, and just so many, and the DeFi summer, and so many ups and downs along the way.
So just to sum up, we provide them capital, we provide them education, we provide them access to our network through our angel syndicate called 3X Club. I will send you the link so people can join our club and become an angel investor. It's free of charge. It's absolutely open for everyone. Startups will be able to receive additional funding if they need from the group of angel investors. And of course, some of the angels probably would love to participate as an advisors or team members in the startup. So it will give a lot of support. And the last one is 3X Testnets that helps us to test the technology of the startup before it is launched. So many startups, they struggle to find first clients, first users, first early adopters who are joining, so we can help this and automate the process that will provide a lot of information for the startup, what problems it has in terms of scaling or fees or probably other problems.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. What about on the other side? Why should LPs, family offices, other endowment funds, all that, why should they invest in 3X Capital in your fund? What sort of return do you generally get?
Sure. Previously, we have 45 investments that we have done in tokens in different stages. So usually it was seed, private or public stage of investment. And we have a lot of experience, not only investing and supporting startups, but also doing an exit. We have done 45 exits so far from the token investments. And during the 2021, we generated amazing returns that has helped us to grow sustainably right now and to hire more people to our team. So right now we are building the ecosystem that the main goal of it is to support the startups and provide great returns to our LPs. So speaking about the past returns, we generated 9x over the past 5 years from the exits that we have done. We still hold 20 tokens of the startups and start slowly to liquidate some positions, but the majority of them will be sold during the bull run, because we see and understand the cycles of the market, and there is no hurry to sell right now, because we have 3X Education that is, for instance, generating the revenue for us and allows us to focus on the investments and not to have this hurry mode when you need to sell because you need to survive. It's the first one. Second, we are highly motivated. We are Ukrainians, 50% of the team are Ukrainians, and we were struggling together with everyone in the world from the COVID. We survived it. We had a financial crisis that came as well. And during this time, 3X was growing, and then the war finally in February 2022 came to our land, And we were able not just to support our country by donating 10% of our revenue, but also to employ people from Ukraine to provide scholarships to the founders and investors in our educational programs. Our power, the second power, is our motivation to also win this war and help our country and rebuild our country. So we have some good reasons to work harder to do a great job. For instance, just one fact about our team. We had one vacation day that was approved for everyone. It was 1st January 2023. Other days from the first day of war, we were working. Part-time, full-time, it depends on the employee or the partner, but we were working. And this is what makes us different. I frankly believe in the hard work that your continuous, your high-quality efforts will lead to some results in the long term. And I think this culture, this belief has helped us a lot. We cultivate this in our company. We grow talents inside and we educate our community. So we have several reasons why we think that we can achieve the high performance for LPs and for the founders as well.
Oh, fantastic. That's really good to hear. And you have worked with 45 different startups that you have seen, and you've seen some grow more than the others. In your point of view, what have those startups done really exceptionally well that made them grow compared to the others?
Sure. As I mentioned, I believe only in the hard work and continuous efforts to achieve a goal. Everything, I think, starts from the evaluating the market and its potential, its growth rate and other metrics. So for the beginning, for any founder, this is crucial to understand your market, to interview your clients, to collect as much data as possible from your clients, from the specific region, specific people. After that, it's perfect to have a database of clients with whom you are speaking. And when you have your prototype, your MVP, to test it. So to provide the solution and ask the feedback about it. So when you do at least these two steps, you will be able to understand if your product has a market fit. And this is crucial for any startup in the world. So I think that the majority of the startups who achieved a brilliant result, they did this step-by-step process that to a product market fit. And after that, they were able to raise funding, to onboard a great people in the team. This is also crucial. As we know, the team dynamics and the team is the main reason why startups succeed or not.
Yeah,
that's why I think I will start with the product market fit, then onboard the right people to the team. This is the second reason. And the last one, it's a hard work, daily work on your products, your marketing, your culture. Because what we think that the culture is something that actually makes the difference when people believe what they are doing and they think that they are doing this for the right reason. The culture that we have at 3X, this is something incredible. So this gives you an absolutely new energy to achieve results, to deliver success to the company, and to understand that you are a part of something big. So this is, I think, the culture is something that differentiates good startups from great startups.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. You know how I know that despite everything that's going on in the crypto market and what people might think, I'm still bullish about DeFi, and I'm sure you are also bullish about DeFi. When it comes to DeFi, where are the key opportunities in the DeFi space?
I already mentioned our investment focus in DeFi. It's portfolio management tools. I'm also doing a lot of DeFi investments. I'm using different decentralized exchanges, staking tools like liquid staking derivatives, similar to Lido, in order to diversify my portfolio and generate additional yield. The insurance is a big opportunity, I think. Why? Because just in 2022, $3.8 billion were hacked from different crypto wallets. And I think if we can at least secure the investment of the customers, it would definitely bring more institutional and other types of investors to the market. I will start with portfolio management tools. And right now, helping founders to build a tool that will help a portfolio manager to manage all assets in one place. So just imagine you can connect your MetaMask wallet with different decentralized exchanges and opportunities. You can connect your liquid staking derivatives, your portfolio in LSDs to one place. You can connect your centralized exchanges to this place. You can connect your ledger and it will show you your balance and you can rebalance everything in one place, yes. Track everything and using different types of solutions, zero knowledge proofs, like multi-signatures, you can achieve higher privacy, higher security for your portfolio. So I believe this is something exciting that we need right now. As I mentioned, insurance is a great opportunity for the market. And we see more and more startups are thinking about the security because it's a real problem that we need to solve somehow. And liquid staking derivatives, it's an opportunity for the community to generate additional yield by staking their assets and receiving staked derivative. For instance, you are staking Ethereum. On Lido, you are receiving staked Ether. And after that, you can provide a liquidity with the staked Ether and generate additional yield. So you generate yield from staking and you generate yield from providing liquidity. So this is amazing. And this is the beauty of Web3, that you can, first of all, diversify your assets, own them, and generate additional yield using different tools.
Oh, fantastic. In your view, when do you think the markets will change? Do you see that coming or was the last bull run an anomaly? Because you know how all the countries around the world printed so much money. So I've had some people who have come on the show and say that it was a one-off event because so much money was printed and a lot of that and people were given handouts, especially in US, Canada, UK, everywhere. For like people who are not working during COVID in 2021. And that was the part of the reason why markets were that high, like the crypto markets, they were $3 trillion because there was just so much liquidity in the market and all the liquidity died once governments stopped giving free money. And that's why all the markets came back and that this will not happen again. Do you think that is true? Do you think that's false? We're going to get another bull run sometime in future. Yeah. What are your thoughts?
Sure. I think that we will have the next bull run, definitely. I don't know when it will start, but as the previous experience showed, that the financial crisis on average takes around a year and a half or 2 years. We can calculate that we have already passed at least half of the financial crisis an average time, and probably we are somewhere in the middle or closer to the end. Yeah, there are several components that needs to be done in order to start organically growing. I'm not speaking about some market manipulations or other things. So the first component is something that is really hot right now. It's these ETF, hot ETF approvals that are just, I think yesterday they delayed them for the decision for 45 days, for the next 45 days. So something that has happened with BlackRock in June that they applied for the spot ETF. And as we know, this
delayed it.
The first component is to have an access to the institutional investors to create through ETFs. ETFs will bring a lot of new liquidity to the market. So I believe that this will be one of the drivers of the growth. The second growth is a regulation. So when we will have a clear regulation in every financial hub in the world, like we have right now in Hong Kong, I think also starting from the 1st June, Hong Kong provided the rules for the retail investors and the institutional investors and started to onboard new exchanges that can help people to enter this market. And the last one is Bitcoin halving that will happen in April 2020, the moment when miners will receive 2 times less rewards for the same work that they are doing. And this will be an additional motivation for them to support the market and help the market to achieve new heights in order to stay profitable. So I think there are like 3 main pillars. The first one is ETF approval, regulatory clarity, and of course, Bitcoin halving. And all these events, I think, will happen next year. We are on our path to a new bull run and definitely 3X Capital, our team, our partners, we are ready for it.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Yes. So I know that, but the thing is that everyone knows about the Bitcoin halving. So wouldn't that be already factored in that it wouldn't make much difference when the time comes because it's such a general knowledge? So wouldn't market would have already pre-adjusted for that?
Of course, market knows them. It's an information that can be easily found. But the reason here why that it will lead to organic growth during the next years, because miners, they are earning money from supporting the network, from approving transactions. So if they are earning two times less, it means that something should be changed with the price. And in the long term, probably it will influence them to think how we can help the market to grow, how we can unlock this potential. Mm-hmm. And I think it wouldn't change something in one day, but it will change their mindset. And this is something that is crucial in the long term. It will just give them conditions where they should think how the Bitcoin should grow, because they want to stay in this market. They want to earn, and they're earning pretty big money. And BlackRock, by the way, is one of the largest investors in the biggest mining companies in the world. So I think that the BlackRock is also thinking about this and definitely will help them.
So it would be good for people who are building that this is the time to build. And this is a message for founders as well, that this is the time you should be building, not when we are in the middle of the hype, not a year later when you're just releasing your product. And just even in 2021, I remember distinctly all the things that became big, whether it was OpenSea that became a multi-billion dollar company, or SushiSwap, Uniswap, all these, they were all born in 2019 downturn or early 2020, or like when the market was at its lowest. And people forget how low it went the last cycle. That Ethereum was $1,400 and went down to $82. And everyone thought that this is the end of crypto and it's never going to come back and everything. But here we are. And every time the high of the previous cycle becomes the low of the next cycle. So it is very interesting to see. And the other interesting thing I find, this is just my sort of point of view, is the rise of stablecoins. And that they provide so much real world utility that people get paid in stablecoin all the time these days. And even institutions use stablecoin in the backend when they want to move money from one branch to another branch, or just like for international businesses. And a lot of the solutions are now using stablecoins. And that's why their market cap has grown from 2 billion in 2017 to 120 billion even now. And it is going to continue to grow. We will have newer stablecoin solutions and country-based stablecoins and stuff, but there'll be a lot more innovation that will come out of that. That's just my sort of personal view. And those organizations who are managing stablecoins are highly profitable as well at the same time. So, But having said all that, do you have an ask for 3X Capital? So if 3X Capital is raising, looking for founders, anything, feel free to share.
Sure. As you mentioned, 3X Capital is raising and we are ready to onboard new LPs and new partners. So looking forward to connect with everyone who is interested. I will leave my contact details to Sam. At the same time, we are hiring. So right now, we are onboarding new marketing experts to the team in order to help us to build a stronger brand, to empower our startups as well. Also, we are launching a new program in the end of September, specifically for investment professionals who would like to invest in Web3. So we will speak about the portfolio management, about early stage investments, about DeFi. So if you are a person who is interested to join, feel free to apply at our educational website. I will also leave the website to Sam, so he will share with you. And we also are growing our 3X club. So if you would like to become an angel investor, our club is open to onboard you. It's free of charge. We provide a lot of educational materials, market reports, market research meetings every Wednesdays. So you will be on track on everything that is happening in crypto, all the major events, all analytical thoughts of our team, as well as technological updates and improvements. So you will receive a lot of information and become a part of the network of like-minded individuals. So usually we have entrepreneurs, ex-founders. We have also investment professionals who are joining. So yeah, we are open for everyone. Happy to onboard a new 3X family.
Awesome. That sounds amazing. So yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put all those links in the description of if any of the It goes on over 10 plus different audio platforms and stuff. So there will be a description which will have all the links. So if anyone listening, feel free to reach out or just even DM me on LinkedIn or comment in LinkedIn on the post. And yeah, let's grow together.
Thank you, Sam, for inviting and doing this great job with interviewing founders and investment professionals. It's extremely valuable for us and for the community to learn and to build good relationships.
Oh, absolutely. 100% I agree. And no, thank you. Thank you so much for your valuable time. And look, wish you all the best with 3X Capital. Hopefully you fund the next generation of unicorns for next year. So thank you for that. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening or watching this episode of the Web3 with Sam Kamani podcast. By now, you know the drill. Leave a comment or share this episode with a friend and leave a review. I would love to hear from you. So that's why my DMs are open. Reach out to me, especially if you are a founder building a product in Web3. Then I would love to hear from you. What are your challenges? Is there anything that I can help you or my community can help you with? Thank you once again and wish you best of luck in building your startup or your project.